Yeah, this morning I step out of my house. I said to myself, "This is not like Houston."
今天早上我离开家的时候，我说这个真不像 Houston 德州的小市镇的气候。
It felt like in the Netherlands.
好像是在荷兰一样。
Or in Seattle.
或是在西雅图。
But I think we are living in Houston are very blessed.
我们住在小市镇的人实在是非常蒙福的人。
Because we will give thanks to the Lord for a morning like this.
我们能够像有这样的早上，我们就向神感谢神。
And those who live in Seattle will not even notice.
在住在西雅图人，也许他们根本不没有注意到这样的气候。
Therefore, we should all be thanking the Lord today.
我们今天都应该来感谢我们的主。
This morning, I'd like to turn our attention to the book of John.
今天早上我们要把我们的注意力到约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 2. We'd like to read from verse 1 through 11.
我们请翻到约翰福音第二章，我要读第一节到第十一节。
Book of John, chapter 2, verse 1.
约翰福音第二章第一节。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purifications, containing 20 or 30 gallons of each. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiters." So they took to him. When the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where he came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." The beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲就对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好的酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for giving us this opportunity to come before you.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个机会能够来到你面前。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我们的心充满了感激。
It is a privilege to come before your table.
这是何等的权利，我们能够来到你的桌子面前。
And we come as your children.
是你的儿女们。
And we can call you Abba Father.
我们可以称你为阿爸父。
And we come to you, before we come to your words,
在我们来到你话语之前,
we want to humble ourselves.
我们愿意谦卑自己。
Even that we may have read this story before.
虽然我们也许已经读过这个故事。
Maybe we have heard messages on this portion before.
我们也许已经听过这一段经文的信息。
But we pray that this morning you will reveal yourself again through the story.
但是我们今天早上我们愿意你自己再次借着这个故事来启示你的自己
and relate to our daily life
能够应用在我们日常的生活上
so you can open the story to every one of us this morning
今天早上向我们每一个人都把你的话语敞开
so that we can see that light before our feet
我们能够看见在我们脚前的灯
so we know how to follow you
叫我们知道如何来跟随你。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Apostle John never used the word of miracle.
使徒约翰从来没有用过这个字神迹。
He always used the word sign.
他总是用记号这个字。
The word sign indicates that there is a spiritual purpose and meaning of this word, of this story.
他用记号这个字就表示说这一件事情是有它属灵的目的也有它属灵的意义。
What is the purpose of signs in the book of John?
在约翰福音里面这记号是有什么目的呢?
John himselfExplain to us.
约翰自己就告诉了我们。
Then he said, "These signs have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God."
他说，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And believing you may have life in His name.
并且叫你们信了他。就可以因他的名得生命。
So therefore, we need to take this, you know, have this in mind as we fellowship with this story.
当我们在交通这个故事的时候，我们必须把这件事情记在心里。
To uncover the spiritual purpose and spiritual meaning of this story in Cana.
叫我们能够来发掘在这个。在迦南这个故事的属灵的意义、属灵的目的和意义。
This story began on the first verse one.
这个故事开始于第一节。
So on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana.
第三日，在加利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
Now it's very interesting that the first recorded sign by Apostle John is about a wedding.
这是非常有趣的事。使徒约翰他第一个所记载的记号就是一个婚宴。
A wedding or marriage is a very important thing in the whole Bible.
在圣经里面，婚姻或者是婚宴是一件非常重要的事。
Because the Bible began with a marriage.
因为圣经一开始就是以一个婚礼而开始。
And the Bible ends with a marriage.
圣经也以一个婚礼做结束。
Therefore, this concept of wedding or marriage is very essential in the heart of the Lord.
因此这个婚宴或者是这个婚姻在神的心中是非常重要的。
And the mother of Jesus was there.
耶稣的母亲在哪里
And Jesus was invited also.
耶稣也被邀请去赴宴席
And his disciples were there as well.
他的门徒们也在那里
Now in New Testament time, a wedding could last for anywhere between 3 days and 7 days.
在新约里面那个婚宴可以延续从三天到一个礼拜之久。
And therefore, during the course of this wedding celebration, something happens.
但就在这个这段婚宴庆祝的时候，有一件事情发生了。
Verse 3, the wine ran out.
就是第三节， 酒用尽了。
Now, getting married is one of the most joyful moments of a man's life.
结婚是在一个人的生命中是一件非常喜悦的事。
And this joy reached the fullness when this joy was shared among friends and families.
当这个喜悦能够与他的亲朋好友一同来分享的时候，这喜乐就达到他的丰满。
And in a wedding feast, wine is very important.
在一个婚宴中，酒是非常重要的。
Because in the Psalm 104 verse 15, he said, "Wine which makes man's heart glad."
因为在诗篇第104篇第15节里面告诉我们说，酒能悦人心。
Wine helps people to enjoy these happy occasions.
酒能够帮助人来享受这个快乐的时间。
By sharing the joy with one another.
能够彼此分享这个喜悦。
When you can share your joy with one another, the joy reaches its fullness.
当你能够彼此分享这个喜悦的时候，那喜悦就达到喜乐的满足。
So when the wine ran out,
但是酒用尽了，
they could not reach the fullness of joy.
那他们就没有办法达到那个喜乐的满足。
As intended by the wedding feast.
就是这个婚宴所想要得到的。
No reason was given on why the wine ran out.
圣经没有告诉我们说为什么这个酒用尽了。
And very interestingly, that the head waiter didn't realize that.
但是非常有趣的就是这个管宴席的人并没有发觉这件事情。
The guests did not realize that.
客人也没有发现这件事情。
Disciples did not realize that.
门徒们也没有发现这件事。
It was the mother of Jesus. Realized that.
是耶稣的母亲发现了。
Mary did not bring this issue to bridegroom.
玛利亚并没有把这件事情带到新郎面前。
Mary did not bring the issue to the head waiters.
玛利亚也没有把这件事情带到管宴席的人那里去。
Mary did not try to solve the problem herself.
玛利亚也没有想用自己的方法来解决这个问题。
Obviously, Mary knew that many people in the wedding feast.
我想玛利亚是认识在那个婚宴中认识许多的人。
But Mary did not go to any one of them.
但是玛利亚却没有去任何的一个人。
She brought the issue to Jesus.
她把这件事情带到耶稣面前。
May we all learn this very, very important matters.
但愿我们每一个人都能够学到这件重要的功课。
Oftentimes when we have an issue, we share with others right away.
许多的时候，当我们有一件问题的时候，我们立刻就与许多的人分享。
Or we try to resolve it ourselves.
或者我们要想尽用自己的办法来解决。
But we never learn to take it to the Lord.
但是我们却常常没有把它直接就带到耶稣的面前。
The mother of Jesus said to Jesus, "They have no wine."
耶稣的母亲就对他说，他们没有酒了。
This was a very short request.
这是一个非常简单的请求。
Mary didn't elaborate.
玛利亚也没有把它夸大。
Mary didn't suggest a solutions.
她并没有建议一个答案。
Mary didn't even say how critical it was.
玛利亚也没有说这件事情是多么的紧急。
Mary simply told Jesus, "They have no wine."
玛利亚就简单的告诉耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
But Jesus' answer surprised all of us.
但是耶稣的回答却让我们非常的惊讶。
And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come."
耶稣就说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Are you surprised when you read this first time?
当你第一次读这节经文的时候，你不觉得非常的惊讶吗？
I believe so. I think every one of us was surprised when we read this verse first time.
我相信我们每一个人第一次读这节圣经的时候都非常的惊讶。
And this verse is one of the important verses in this whole story.
但是这一节圣经却是这个故事的一个非常重要的一节经文。
You know, every part of scriptures has one verse that helps us to understand the whole story.
每一段圣经都有一节圣经是能够帮助我们明白整一个故事的。
To understand the sign, we must understand this verse.
要能够明白这个记号，我们必须要明白这节圣经。
And this verse is like a lock.
这个圣经像一把锁一样。
You have to open this lock before you understand the sign.
你必须要把这个锁打开，所以才能够明白这个记号。
If you do not open the lock, you will not be able to understand the sign.
若是你不把这个锁打开，你就没有办法明白这个记号。
Let's look at this verse.
让我们一起来看这一节圣经。
First, he said, woman.
第一个，耶稣说，妇人。
This verse and this word is not disrespectful.
这一节圣经或者这么样称呼并不是不礼貌不尊敬。
Because this is the same word the angel said to Mary Magdalene by the tomb.
这个字也是天使对那个抹大拉的玛利亚在坟墓门口所用的话。
An angel said, woman,Why are you weeping?
因为他说，妇人，你为什么哭泣？
In that context, we know that this word is not disrespectful.
就是因为这样子，所以我们知道这样子称呼并不是不礼貌的。
Also, the same word was used by our Lord Jesus when he was on the cross.
这个字也是我们主耶稣在十字架上所用的一个词。
When Lord Jesus saw his mother and Apostle John next to the cross,
当主耶稣看见他的母亲和约翰在十字架的旁边
then he says to his mother, "Woman, behold your son."
他就对他的母亲说，妇人。看你的儿子。
So we know that this word is not disrespectful.
所以我们知道这个词并不是不尊重。
And Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come."
主耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。
And this is the key.
这个是一个钥匙。
Now, if you want to open the lock, you have to find the key.
你要打开一个锁，你必须有一把钥匙。
Where is the key?
那钥匙在哪里呢?
The key is not in this sign.
钥匙不是在这个记号里面。
The key is in the book of John.
钥匙是在约翰福音里面。
The key can be found in chapter 15, verse 1.
钥匙乃是在约翰福音第十五章第一节。
In John 15, verse 1, Jesus declared, I am the true vine.
在约翰福音第十五章第一节，耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
And that is the key.
那个就是钥匙。
This key can open this lock.
那一把钥匙就能够打开这个锁。
So that we can understand the meaning of the sign.
所以我们能够明白这个记号的意思。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Jesus said, He is the true vine.
耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
So what a vine supposed to do?
那葡萄树是做什么的?
A vine will draw waters and nutrients from the soil.
葡萄树就从土里面吸取水和养分。
Then the vine will yield the grapes.
就结出葡萄来。
Then one day, the vine will pour out all his grapes in a wine press.
有一天，这个葡萄树就把它所结出来的葡萄都放在压酒池里。
How come the wine?
那么就产生了酒。
Therefore, we can say the vine will turn the water into wine.
那我们就可以说，这葡萄树能够把水变成酒。
And that's the purpose of the vine.
这是葡萄树的目的。
And Jesus said, "My hour has not come."
耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。
The vine has not ready to go to one press yet.
这葡萄树还没有到时候，是要到那个压酒池的时候。
The vine will go to the wine press one day.
有一天，这葡萄树是要到那压酒池去。
But in chapter 2, that hour has not come.
但是在第二章的时候，那个时候还没有到。
That's why Jesus said that you have this wedding in mind.
所以 主说 你有这个婚宴在你的心里。
Because they had no wine.
因为他们酒用尽了。
But I have the whole world in mind.
但是在我的心中是全世界的。
The whole world had no wine.
这全世界人都没都的酒都用尽了。
For that reason, I'm going to the wine press.
为了这个因为因此我要到压酒池去。
But my time has not come.
但是我的时候还没有到。
It will come one day.
有一天他会来到。
I will go to the wine press.
我会到雅酒池去。
I will pour out all of my life.
我会倾倒我的生命。
That will produce wine.
那就要产生酒来。
To satisfy the need of the whole world.
能够满足这全世界人的需要。
But that time has not come.
但是那个时候还没有到。
Do you remember? In John chapter 12.
你记不记得在约翰福音第十二章
？And there were a few Greek come to see Jesus.
有几个希利尼人来见耶稣。
And they talked to Philip.
那他们先告诉先跟腓力讲话。
And Philip talked to Andrew.
那腓力就跟安德烈讲。
Therefore, both Philip and Andrew came to Jesus and said, "There are a few Greeks. They want to talk to you."
那安德烈跟腓力一同去见耶稣说有几个希利尼人要来见你。
Brother and sister, the Greek has answer for everything.
弟兄姐妹们，希利尼人他们是对每一件事情都有答案的人。
The Greeks gave us the philosophy.
这希利尼人希腊人给我们哲学。
The Greek gave us utopia.
这希利人告诉我们乌托邦的事。
The Greek set a foundation for civilization.
这希利尼人他们建立了西方文化的根基。
The Greek is the wine of the whole world.
希利尼人就是全世界人的酒。
But that day, there were a few Greeks.
但是那一天有几个希利尼人。
They realized they had no wine.
他们发觉他们没有他们的酒用尽了。
So they came to the Lord Jesus.
他们就来到耶稣那里。
When Jesus heard that the Greeks came to see him,
当耶稣听见那希利尼人来见他的时候，
he said immediately, "The hour has come."
他立刻就说，那时候到了。
Then he said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified."
耶稣就说。人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Then he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone."
他就说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
But if he dies, he bears much fruit."
若是死了。就结出许多子粒来。
When the world acknowledged that the world had no wine, then the hour has come.
当世界来承认说酒用尽了，那那个时候就到了。
Then our Lord realized, although his time has not come.
耶稣看见说虽然他的时间还没有到。
But this sign can be used to reveal that hour.
但是这个记号能够来显明那个时候。
Brother and sister, without the vine, sooner or later, we ran out of the wine.
弟兄姐妹们，没有那葡萄树，我们迟早都会酒用尽了。
Only the true vine is able to bring the wine back.
只有那真葡萄树能够把酒给我们。
So this morning, as we look at this sign We need to first ask ourselves.
今天早上，当我们看这个记号的时候，首先我们必须要问我们自己。
Does your marriage run out of wine?
你的婚姻是不是他的酒已经用尽了？
I think for those just got married, I believe you have plenty of wine right now.
我想那些刚刚 结婚的人，你们现在有还有很多很多的酒。
But there is a truth here.
但这是一个真实的。
Without the true wine, your wine will run out.
没有真葡萄树，你的酒一定会用尽的。
Some of us here, we got married for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years.
我们在座的也许我们有些人已经结婚了十年、二十年或者三十年。
Let's ask ourselves.
让我们来问我们自己。
Has the wine run out yet?
酒是否已经用尽了？
We have to be honest with ourselves.
我们自己必须要非常的诚实。
Without the wine will run out.
没有葡萄树，酒一定会用尽的。
Maybe you already accept the fact that you have no wine.
也许你已经接受这个事实，酒已经用尽了。
Maybe you have lost the wine for decades.
也许你已经这酒在几十年前就用尽了。
And you look around, then you are not the only one that without wine.
那你就周围看看，你并不是唯一没有酒的人。
Then you believe this is just normal.
那你就相信这是正常的。
Because they keep the good wine in the beginning and poor wine in the end, so and later no wine.
因为都是先摆上好酒，然后再上次酒，然后到最后就没有酒了。
And you accept that as norm.
那你就接受那就是一个正常的光景。
If I first married, I have good wine.
我刚刚结婚的时候有好酒。
After 10 years, I have poor wine.
十年之后就是次酒。
And after 10 years, I have no wine.
再过十年就没有酒了。
And I look around, nobody else has wine either.
那我就周围看看，大家都没有酒。
Therefore, we have no expectation to bring the wine back.
所以我们也不想要把那酒带回来。
Brothers and sisters, is that you?
弟兄姐妹们，那是你吗？
Is that the situation you are in?
那是否你所在的一个光景呢？
Does your relationship with the Lord run out of wine?
你与主的关系是不是也是酒用尽了呢？
When you were first saved,
当你刚刚得救的时候，
there were plenty of wine in your heart.
在你的心中有许多的酒。
You can do devotion for hours.
你能够有几个小时的灵修时间。
You love to share gospel with your friends and families.
你非常的喜悦与你的朋友来传讲福音。
You love to come to the meeting.
你也非常喜欢来到聚会中。
Have you lost the wine now?
你的酒是否用尽了呢？
You're still a believer.
你还是一个信徒。
You come to the meeting regularly.
你还是经常的来聚会。
You wash yourself in the stone water pots every time.
你每一次都在那个石缸洗手。
But there is no wine in your heart.
但是在你的心中却是没有酒。
You still do daily devotions.
你每天仍然有灵修的生活。
But you know there's no wine in your daily devotions.
但是你知道在你每一天灵修生活里面却是没有酒的。
There is no wine in your Bible studies.
你知道在你查经的时候是没有酒的。
Brothers and sisters, is that you?
弟兄姐妹们，这是你吗？
There were seven churches in Book of Revelations.
在启示录里面提到了七个教会。
Six out of seven ran out of the wine.
在有六个，其中有六个教会都已经他们的酒都用尽了。
They still labor for the Lord.
但是他们仍然为主工作。
But they had no wine in their service.
但是呢，在他们的侍奉里面确实没有酒。
Brothers and sisters, you serve in the assembly.
弟兄姐妹们，你在聚会里面服侍。
Maybe for many years.
也许是已经有许多的年。
You are faithful in your service.
你实在在你的服侍上非常的忠心。
But do you have joy in your service?
但是你在服侍的时候，心里是否有喜乐？
Or you serve because of the duty?
还是你服侍只不过是义务？
Is that you?
那是你吗？
If I'm, the description fits you, then you need to understand this sign.
若是这个形容是就是你的话，你必须要来明白这个记号。
The good news is that Jesus is the true vine.
那好消息就是耶稣就是那真葡萄树。
And Jesus can bring the wine back.
耶稣能够把酒带回来。
Let's look at this sign to see how the Lord Jesus could bring the wine back.
让我们一起来看这个记号，看见我们的耶稣怎样把这个酒带回来。
Now, first of all, Mary simply stated the fact they had no wine.
首先，玛利亚就非常简单的诉说了真实的光景，酒用他们没有酒了。
By bringing this issue to Jesus, Mary invited Jesus into the situation.
把这件事情告诉耶稣，玛利亚就把耶稣邀请到这件事情的里面。
If we need wine, we must invite our Lord Jesus into our situation.
若是我们需要酒的话，我们必须要把耶稣带到我们的环境里。
If your marriage needs wine, you must invite our Lord Jesus into your marriage.
若是你的婚姻需要酒的话，你必须要把耶稣带到你的婚姻里去。
If your spiritual life needs wine, you must invite our Lord Jesus into your spiritual life.
若是你属灵的生活需要酒的话，你必须要把耶稣带到你的属灵生活里去。
If your service needs wine, you must invite our Lord Jesus into your service.
若是你的服事需要酒的话，你必须要把耶稣带到你的服事里去。
We often use the phrase "walk with the Lord."
我们常常说与主同行。
That means you invite our Lord Jesus into your daily walk.
那就表示，那就是说，你邀请耶稣在你每天的生活里面与他同行。
So next time when we encounter issues, first of all, invite our Lord Jesus into that situation.
下一次当你遇见任何的困难的时候，立刻就把耶稣邀请到这个难处的里面。
Sometimes the toughest things is to recognize or confess that I had no wine.
许多的时候最困难的事情就是察觉或者是承认我没有酒了。
Sometimes we're not satisfied in our marriage.
许多时候我们在我们的婚姻里面不满意。
We're not satisfied with our walk with the Lord.
我们对我们与主同行的关系我们不满足。
We're not satisfied with our service.
我们在我们的服事中也是不满足。
But we don't want to admit that.
但是我们却不愿意承认这件事情。
We did everything by the book.
我们每一件事情都是照章而行。
We do the right thing according to the best of our knowledge.
我们在用我们最好的方法来做对的事情。
We like the good Jews that wash themselves clean, use those water in the water pots.
我们就好像那些好的犹太人一样，他们在那个石缸里面行洁净的礼。
We don't want to let people know that I actually have no wine.
我们都不愿意人家知道说其实我没有酒。
We know in our heart that I had no wine.
在我的心中我知道我没有酒。
But I don't want to let people know about.
但是我们不愿意任何人知道。
But Mary would like to bring the issue to Jesus.
但是玛利亚把这件事情带到主面前。
Brothers and sisters, are we courageous enough today to admit that I have no wine.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是否有这个胆量来承认我们的酒没有酒了？
And come to the Lord, say, Lord, I have no wine.
我们就来到主面前说，主，我没有酒了。
I have no wine in my marriage.
我在我的婚姻里面没有酒了。
I have no wine in my spiritual walk.
在我属灵的行走上，我没有酒了。
I have no wine in my service.
在我的服事中没有酒了。
It is a courageous step.
这是一个要勇敢的一步路。
This is a critical step.
这是一个非常关键的一步路。
Without taking the step, you will not have wine.
你没有踏出这一步，你就没有酒。
You must first come to the Lord, say, Lord, I have no wine.
我们必须先来到主面前说，主，我没有酒了。
Mary did just that.
玛利亚就这样子做。
Many times when we have no wine, we complain.
许多的时候，当我们没有酒的时候，我们就抱怨。
And we're trying to bring the wine back.In our own way,
我们想要用自己的方法把这个把酒带回来。
And we look elsewhere for help.
我们到各个地方去寻找答案。
Yet we do not come to the Lord.
但是我们确实不愿意来到耶稣的面前。
Didn't Bible say, "Ask and it will be given to you"?
圣经不是告诉我们祈求就必得着吗
？And seek and you will find.
寻找就寻见。
And knock and it will be opened to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
We have to come to the Lord with very simple prayer.
我们必须到主面前有个简单的祷告。
Remember the hymn? Said that, Oh, what peace we offer for faith, or what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
记得那首诗歌吗？多少平安屡屡丧失，多少痛苦无需受。无非我们未将万事到主面前去祈求。
So that's the first thing we learn from the sign.
这是我们从这个记号里面学到的第一个功课。
We have to bring this reality to the Lord.
我们必须把我们真实的光景带到主面前。
We have to come to Jesus and say that I have no wine.
我们必须到主面前承认说我没有酒了。
We don't need to tell the Lord Jesus how to bring the wine back.
我们不需要告诉主怎么样把酒带回来。
We don't need to complain to the Jesus who took the wine.
我们也不需要向主抱怨说谁把酒拿走了。
No reason was given.And why they had no wine.
在这里没有告诉我们说他没有酒的原因是什么。
And yet we spend most of our time discovering why I have no wine.
但是许多时候我们却花许多的时间在那边察觉说我为什么没有酒了。
That is not important.
那个是不重要。
The important thing is you had no wine.
重要的是你没有酒了。
And the reason that you lost the wine is not important.
那你失去酒的那个原因是不重要的。
The important thing is come to the Lord and admit that I have no wine.
重要的是来到主面前承认说我没有酒了。
Then Mary said to the servants.
那玛利亚就对佣人说
Whatever he says to you, do it.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Did Mary know what Jesus was going to do?
玛利亚知道耶稣要做什么事吗
？No.
不知道。
The servants know what Jesus was going to do?
那些佣人知道耶稣要做什么事吗
？No.
不知道。
But Mary said, "You do whatever he says to you."
玛利亚就对他们说他告诉你们什么你们就做什么
Mary gave all authority to Lord Jesus
玛利亚就把他一切的主权交给了耶稣
He simply said let the Lord Jesus be Lord
他就是简单的是 说让主成为主
Brother and sister are you willing to do that
弟兄姐妹们你愿意这样子做吗
Are we willing to sayI have no wine, but I want to give all the authority to Lord Jesus.
你愿意说我没有酒了，我愿意把我一切的主权交给耶稣。
And I will do whatever he says to me.
我愿意做他要我做什么，我就愿意做。
I don't know what he's going to do.
我不知道他要做什么事。
I don't know what he's going to ask me to do.
我不知道他要求我做些什么事。
But I will commit. I will do whatever he says to me.
但是我愿意把自己交在他的手中，他要我做什么事，我就愿意做。
This is what it takes.
这就是你所需要的。
Oftentimes we worry about what I need to do.
许多的时候我们担忧我们要做什么呢
Or we worry about what my spouse should do.
或者是我们担忧说那我的配偶要做什么呢
It's not about what you are going to do.
并不是你要做什么事情
But you have to say, Lord, I give you all the authority.
但是你必须要对主说我把一切的主权交在你的手中
And whatever you says to me,I will do it.
你对我说什么，我就做。
Then Jesus said to them.
那耶稣就对他们说
，Fill the water pots with water.
把缸倒满了水。
So they fill them to up to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Brother and sister, who gave them water pots?
弟兄姐妹们，谁给他们这个水缸呢
？It was Moses.
是摩西。
Oh, the law.Was given through Moses.
律法是借着摩西传给他们的。
So throughout the ages, throughout the years, the good Jews will use water pot.
所以历世历代这些好的犹太人，他们都有这个石缸。
But the law and the water pots alone can bring wine.
但是这个律法和这个石缸却没有办法给他们酒。
Should Lord Jesus just abolish the water pots altogether?
那耶稣是否来废除了一切的水缸呢
？No,
没有。
Remember, Jesus said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law."
你记得耶稣说，我来不是废除律法，乃是成全律法。
Jesus didn't tell the servant remove the water pots.
主耶稣没有告诉佣人说把这个水缸挪走。
Jesus told them to fill the water pot with water.
耶稣跟他说把缸倒满了水。
And they filled them up to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
These servants were faithful servants, and they did not ask questions.
这些佣人是非常忠心的佣人，他们并没有问为什么。
In those days, getting water is not that easy.
在那个时候，取水并不是一件简单的事情。
There was no running water.
在那边没有自来水。
The only way to get water is to go to the village and find the well.
唯一能够取水的就是你要到村里面找到那个井。
You have to draw water from the wells.
你必须要从井里面来取水。
Then come back to the house.
然后把水带回到家里。
And pour that water into the water pot.
然后把水倒在石缸里面。
And go back to the wells.
然后再回到那井里。
Draw water from the wells.
再从井里取水。
Come back to the water pot.
再回到这个石缸。
Pour water into the water pot.
把水倒到石缸里面。
And go back to the wells.
那再回到井里。
Six stone water pots.
有六口石缸。
It takes a while to fill the water pot.
是需要有一段时间才能够把那个缸装盛满水。
But the servants were faithful.
但是这些佣人是非常忠心的。
They filled the stone water pots up to the brim.
他们就倒满了水，而且倒到缸口。
Water pots represent the law.
这个石缸就代表律法。
The law was good, but the law could not bring satisfactions.
律法是好的，但是律法却不能带给我们满足。
Only the wine can bring satisfactions.
只有酒能够带给我们满足。
Do you know what it's like when there is wine?
你晓得当你有酒的时候是怎么样的情形吗
？Actually, Jesus told us.In Matthew,
在马太福音里面，耶稣说
，If you have wine,
若是你有酒的话
，someone force you to go 1 mile, then you will go the 2 miles.
若是有人要你走一里路，你就会同他走二里路。
That's because he has wine.
那是因为你心中有酒。
If you have no wine,
若是你没有酒的话。
Someone will force you to go 1 mile, you will do nothing.
若是有人要你逼你走一里路，你就再也不会做任何的事。
So do you have wine?
你有酒吗
？Maybe your spouse forces you to go 1 miles.
也许你的配偶要强逼你走一里路。
And this happens all the time, right?
那这个常常会发生，是吧
？Yes, this happens all the time between spouses.
这是在配偶中间常常会发生的事情。
I don't know what the actual matter is, but it's all about forcing the other person to go 1 mile.
我不知道真实的情事情是什么，但是总是一方要强逼另外一方走一里路。
You have done that, I have done that, everyone have done that.
你做过这样的事，我也做过这样的事，每一个人都做过这样事。
But when you have wine, you will not only go that 1 mile, but you will go that second mile.
当你心中有酒的时候，你不仅同他走一里路，你会走第二里路。
But when you have no wines,
但是当你没有酒的时候。
You will not make a single step.
你一步路都不肯走。
Not even a single step.
一步路都不肯走。
That's the difference between having wine and no wine.
这就是有酒和没有酒的差别。
If someone slap you in the right cheek,
若是有人打你的右脸。
If you have wine, you turn your left cheek.
你若是心中有酒的话，你就会把脸转过来。
So do you have wine?
那你心中是否有酒?
This is a benchmark.
这个是一个标准。
If you have no wine,
若是你没有酒的话,
then you slap his cheek as well.
那你就打,也打回打,打,也打了他。
Isn't that true?
这是否是真实的呢?
Do we have wine?
你有酒吗?
If someone asks for your shirt,
若是有人要你的礼衣
You have wine.
若是你心中有酒的话
You give him the coat.
你就把你的外衣也给了他
Because you have wine.
因为你有酒
If you have no wine.
但是你若是没有酒的话
If someone wants to take your shirt.
若是有人要拿你的礼衣
You will take his shirt.
你就会拿他的礼衣
Do you have wine?
你有酒吗？
I see the sign is a mirror.
我看这个记号乃是像一面镜子。
Without the wine, the water pots are a burden to us.
没有酒，这个石缸对我们乃是一个重担。
Because I cannot go second mile.
因为我没有办法走二里路。
But this thing has become a burden.
所以这件事情就成为了一个重担。
Because I knew it's written in the Bible.
因为我知道那是记载在圣经里面。
I need to go the second mile.
我需要走二里路。
But I have no wine.
但是我心中没有酒。
I can't even go the first mile.
但是我连第一里路都没办法走。
How can I go the second mile?
我怎么能够走第二里路
呢? Without the wine, that water pot become my burden.
没有酒的话，那个石缸就成为我的重担。
But Jesus filled the water pots with the waters.
但是耶稣就把那个缸倒满了水。
He filled that water pot with the life of Christ.
那个就把基督的生命倒在那个充满在那个缸里。
Only the life of Christ can fulfill the law.
只有基督的生命能够成全律法。
After water pot was filled to the brim.
当那个缸倒满了到直到缸口。
And Jesus said to them.
那耶稣就对他们说
Draw some out.
舀出来一点
And take it to the head waiters.
送给管宴席的
So they took it to him.
他们就送了去
Remember, the servant just spent a lot of effort to fill the water pot with water.
你记得吗？这些佣人们才花了很多的功夫把这个石缸装满了水
They probably spent a lot of efforts.
因为他们实在是费了很多的精力
And fill the water to the brim
把这个水倒满了直到缸口
And Jesus said Draw them out and take to the head waiters
那耶稣就对他们说你把它舀出来送给管宴席的
No, if you want the water to be brought to the head waiter You could tell us before
你若是要我们把水送给管宴席的那你一开始就告诉我们就可以了
We can take the water from the well directly to the head waiters
我们可以把那个水直接从井里面舀出来送拿直接拿出来送给管宴席的人
It's much more efficient
那就比较快一点
Why have to fill the water pots and then draw some out to the head waiters
为什么要我们先把缸里面装满了水再把水送给管宴席的人呢
We thank the Lord the servant didn't ask that question.
感谢神，那个佣人没有这样子的问。
And they just did it.
他们就是照着主的话说了。
Why did Jesus ask them to draw the water out from the water pots?
主耶稣为什么告诉他们要他们把那个水从缸里面舀出来呢？
Remember, for the vine to be produced wine, the vine must go to the wine press.
你记得那个要让那个酒能够被葡萄能
让葡萄树
要让葡萄树能够变成酒，它必须要到压酒池去。
Drawing this water from the water pot symbolizes pouring out life.
把这个水从石缸里舀出来，就说出了那把他们的生命倾倒出来。
When our Lord Jesus pour out His life, that's when the water become wine.
就当主耶稣把他的生命倾倒出来的时候，就是在那个时候，那个水变成酒。
When the life of Christ is poured out,
当基督的生命被倾倒出来的时候
，we're satisfied.
就能够给带来满足。
The poured out life of Christ is the wine.
那倾倒出来基督的生命就是酒。
And we can't pour out if we're not filled up.
我们若是不先被充满，我们就不能够倒出来。
That's why the water pot must be filled to the brim first.
那因此，这个石缸必须先装满了水，并而且到缸口。
The life of Christ must be filled in us.
基督的生命必须先充满在我们的里面。
Filled to the brim.
而且直到缸口。
And then it overflow.
那就能够涌出来。
And willingly we pour out that life of Christ.
我们就很甘心情愿的把基督的生命就倾倒出来。
And that life is wine.
那个生命就是酒。
Jesus filled the water pot with his own life.
耶稣用他自己的生命充满了那石缸。
But then he willingly to pour out his own life.
那他心甘情愿的把他的生命倒出来。
This sign is all about.
这就是这个记号所要告诉我们的。
So if we have no wine in our marriage,
若是在我们的婚姻中没有酒
，Then we must say to the Lord, "I will do whatever you told me to do."
我们就必须要告诉主说，你告诉我什么，我们就愿意做。
May the Lord will tell you to do two things.
那主会告诉你两件事情。
We'll fill the water pot with the life of Christ.
要把那个石缸倒满了，充满了基督的生命。
This is the work of Holy Spirit.
这个是圣灵的工作。
These servants are Holy Spirit.
这些用人都是圣灵。
So they didn't say a word.
所以他们没有说任何的话。
They do whatever the Lord Jesus said to them.
他们就做耶稣要告诉他们所做的事。
They fill this water pot with water.
他们把缸倒满了水。
Then the second thing.
那第二件事情。
And the Holy Spirit will draw those water out.
那是圣灵就会把这个水舀出来
，pour out the life that's within us，
就把那在我们里面的基督的生命倾倒出来
，and that become the wine，
那就成为酒。
If you realize we don't really do anything，
你有没有发现我们什么事情都不需要做
？We're like this water pot，
我们就好像那石缸一样
，we haven't done anything。
我们什么事都没有做。
We cannot do anything.
我们不能够做任何的事情。
Concerning the wine, there's not much we can do.
关于酒这件事情，我们什么事情都不能做。
But we need to allow the Holy Spirit to fill the water pot with waters.
但是我们必须要允许让圣灵把这个缸里面充满了水。
Well, we must allow the Holy Spirit to draw those water out from the water pot.
我们必须允许圣灵把这个水从缸里面舀出来。
There's life coming into the water pots.
当呢有生命进入到缸里。
There's life going out of the water pots.
那就有生命从这个缸里面流出去。
Then there is wine.
那就是就有酒了。
Brother and sister, in our spiritual life, sometimes we have no life coming into the water pot.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们属灵生命里面，有时候是没有 水进到我们的里面。
Therefore, there's no life going out of the water pot.
没有生命进入到我们的里面，所以也没有生命可以流出去。
That's why there's no wine.
所以没有酒。
And the third things, after that, they take it to the head waiters.
第三件事情，到那个管宴席的长人的酒。
And he tastes the water which had become wine.
他尝了那水变的酒。
And it's very interesting how Jesus chose the witness.
这个很有意思，就是主耶稣怎么耶稣怎么样选择那个见证人。
I would have sent the water to Mary.
我就会把这个水送到玛利亚那里去。
Because it's Mary who first mentioned that they had no wine. Now I had one. I want to send the water to Mary.
是玛利亚告诉我说没他们的酒用尽了，所以现在有了酒，我就要先送到玛利亚那里去。
Jesus didn't say that.
但是耶稣没有这样做。
I would have taken the wine to bridegroom.
我也许就会把这个酒先带到新郎那里去。
Ask the bridegroom to be the witness.
让这个新郎成为我的见证人。
Or to disciples.
或者是到门徒那里去。
Ask them to be the witness.
让门徒成为我的见证人。
Jesus didn't do that.
但是耶稣没有这样做。
He asked them to bring the water to the head waiters.
他们，耶稣要他们把那个水，酒带给管宴席的人。
The head waiter was selected by Jesus to testify the water had become wine.
这管宴席的人被耶稣所拣选，来见证说这个水变成酒。
The head waiter had no knowledge of what had happened.
管宴席人不知道什么事发生。
After tasting the wine, he called the bridegroom.
当他尝了那个酒以后，他就叫那个新郎来。
So every man serve the good wine first.
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒。
And when the people had drunk freely, then he served the poor wine.
那当客喝足了才摆上次的。
But you have kept the good ones until now.
你倒把好酒留到如今。
This head waiter testified.
这个管宴席的人他就做了见证。
The wine was good wine.
这个酒是好酒。
So this sign illustrates the work of our Lord in our life.
这个记号就告诉我们耶稣在我们生活中的工作。
Our daily walk with the Lord require miracles.
我们每一天与主同行都是需要有神迹。
As believers, we have waters.
我们是信徒，我们是有水的。
We have the stone water pots.
我们也有这个石缸。
But we often find ourselves unsatisfied.
但是许多的时候，我们却发现我们自己是不满足的。
We're unsatisfied with our relationship with God, and we are unsatisfied with our relationship with others.
我们看着我们自己与主的关系，我们不满足。
我
们与弟兄姐妹的关系不满足。我们为什么不满足呢？
Because the stone water pots are not filled with the water.
因为这个石缸没有装满了水。
There is no overflow of life of Christ.
没有一个涌出来基督的生命。
Because there is no outpouring of life of Christ in our life.
因为在我们的生活中没有基督生命的倾倒。
Therefore, the servant has to fill the water pots with water.
因此那个佣人必须要把水装满了这个石缸。
They must draw out the water from the water pots.
也必须从这个石缸里把水舀出来。
And this is the work of the Lord in our life.
这乃是耶稣在我们生活里的工作。
Filling us with the life of Christ and drawing and pouring out the life of Christ.
也把用基督的生命来充满我们，然后也把我们把基督的生命舀出来或者倾倒出来。
Now, who is the head waiter?
那谁是那管宴席的人？
The head waiter is your spouse.
那管宴席人就是你的配偶。
The head waiter is your boss.
那个管宴席的人就是你的老板。
The head waiter is your co-workers.
那个管宴席的人 就是你的同事。
And the head waiter is the brother who served together with you.
那管宴席的人就是与你一同服侍的弟兄们。
We want to hear the testimony from the head waiters.
我们要从那管宴席的人身上听见这见证。
We want to hear he saying, "You kept the good wine until now."
我们要听见他说，你把好酒留到如今。
When we hear this testimony, the Lord Jesus is glorified.
当我们听见这句话的时候，我们的主就得到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, that the work of the Lord working in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，让主的工作继续在我们的生活中。
Let the Holy Spirit fill us with the waters.
让圣灵把水充满在我们的心里。
Let the Holy Spirit draw out the water from us.
让圣灵把水从我们的里面舀出来。
So that someday we can hear this head waiter say, "You kept the good one until now."
所以有一天我们能够听见那管宴席的人说，你把好酒留到如今。
Husband, you need to hear this from your wife.
做丈夫的，你必须要听见你的妻子这样子说。
After 10 years, I now realize you still have good wine.
十年之后，他就说，哦，我才发觉你到现在还有好酒。
You want to hear from your wife. After 20 years, you still had good wine.
你要听你的妻子说，20年了，你还有好酒。
You want to hear from your spouse after 30 years, you still have the good wine.
要他30年之后，他仍然这么说，你还是有好酒。
When we hear this testimony, the Lord is glorified.
当我们听见这样的见证，我们的主就得着荣耀了。
It's not us.
并不是我们。
We have no wine.
我们没有酒。
But it's the Lord Jesus.
乃是主耶稣基督。
He produced that wine.
他能够制造那个酒。
He is the true vine.
他是那真葡萄树。
Only the true vine can give us wine.
只有真葡萄树能够给我们酒。
So when we do hear the head waiter give that testimony, we give the glory to the Lord.
当我们听见管宴席有这样的见证的时候，我们就把荣耀都归给主。
Then verse 11, his disciple believe in him.
第十一节，他的门徒就信了。
Did his disciple believe in Jesus before the sign?
那在这个记号之前，这些信徒们，他的门徒们相信他吗？
Of course they did.
当然他们相信。
They left their parents.
他们离开了他们的父母。
They left their homes.
他离开他们的家。
They followed Jesus.
他们跟随了耶稣。
Of course they believe in him.
他们当然相信耶稣。
But when they saw Jesus turn water into wine,
但是当他们看耶稣变水为酒之后，
They saw the glory of the Christ.
他们看见了基督的荣耀。
We believe in Jesus.
我们也相信耶稣。
Almost everyone here believe in Jesus.
我想在座的每一个人都相信耶稣。
But have we seen the glory of Christ?
但是我们是否有看见基督的荣耀呢？
Have we seen the glory of Christ in my life?
我们是否在我的生活中看见基督的荣耀呢？
When you hear your head waiter say, "You kept the good wine until now," then you see the glory of Christ in your life.
当你听见那管宴席的人说，你把好酒留到如今，你就在你的生活中看见了基督的荣耀。
When we heard this testimony,This is good wine.
当我们听见了这个见证说这是好酒。
Then we saw our Lord Jesus as the true vine.
那我们就看见我们的主耶稣乃是真葡萄树。
We are the disciples. We are like disciples.
我们都像那门徒。
We have accepted Jesus as Savior and as our Lord.
我们都已经接受耶稣为我们的救主，为我们的主。
But we also need to see him as the true vine.
但是我们仍然需要看见他，他就是真葡萄树。
We need to see that he turns the water into wine.
我们必须要看见他能够变水为酒。
In our home,
在我们的家中
，husband is a water pot.
先生，做丈夫的就是那个石缸。
And the wife is another water pot.
那个做妻子的是另外一个石缸。
Just like those water pots in Cana, you open up. Not much water in it.
就像那在加拿的那些石缸一样，你打开一看，里面没有很多水。
You can see the bottom of it.
你就能够看到那个缸底。
There's no waters.
因为那里面没有水。
So how can these two water pots have wine together?
那怎么能够让这两个石缸有酒呢？
Sometimes we do have waters.
有些时候我们是有一点酒。
But we have a little bit of water.
我们只有一点的酒。
It's not filled to the brim.
并不，我们是有一点的水，但是却不是到缸口。
Therefore, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work.
因此我们必须要让圣灵来做他的工作。
To fill this water pot with water up to the brim.
让把水充满在我们这石缸里面直到缸口。
And then allow him to pour out the water from us.
然后允许让他能够把这个水舀出来。
Then we will hear the testimony that this is good wine.
那我们就会听见那个见证说这是好酒。
Let's come to a closure now.
让我们做个结束。
As we see the sign,
当我们看见这个记号，
the most important thing is for us to be honest and truthful before the Lord.
我们首先要做就是我们必须在主面前是真实的，是诚实的。
We need to tell the Lord, do we have wine?
我们必须要告诉主说，我有酒吗？
And that's not something that I can tell.
并不是我能够告诉你的。
But you have to come to Lord Jesus.
你必须要到主耶稣面前。
In a serious and honest way.
有严肃的，真实的。
And to tell the Lord if you have wine.
告诉主说你是否有酒。
Do I have wine in my marriage?
我是否在我的婚姻里面有酒呢？
Do I have wine in my relationship with God?
我与神之间的关系里面是否有酒呢？
Do I have wine in my service?
我在服事中是否有酒？
Come to the Lord Jesus.
来到主耶稣面前。
Having no wine is not the biggest problem.
没有酒不是一件大的事情。
Have no one but refuse to confess that we have no one is a serious problem.
但是没有酒却不肯承认说我们没有酒，那也是一个非常严肃的事。
Jesus was not concerned about those poor in spirit.
耶稣并不是担心那些 心中忧虑的人。
Our Lord Jesus worried about those who are not willing to confess.
但是我们耶稣却是担忧那些不肯承认自己的人。
So brothers and sisters, we have no time to waste now.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够没有时间再浪费了。
If we do not have wine.
若是我们没有酒的话，
We need to come to the Lord Jesus.
我们必须要来到主耶稣面前。
Just like Mary came to the Lord Jesus.
就像玛利亚来到耶稣的面前。
And said to the Lord, I have no wine.
告诉耶稣说，酒用尽了。
Then we have to do whatever the Lord says to us.
那我们就做神要耶稣要我们所做的事。
We need to trust and obey.
我们必须要信而顺服。
We don't really need to do much, actually.
我们说实在的，我们不需要做太多的事情。
There's not much we can do to produce wine.
要能够制造酒，我们不能够做任何的事情。
No, the wine naturally does not want to go to wine press.
葡萄树是天然的是不愿意到压酒池去。
But it is the will of the Lord.
但是这个是神的旨意。
Maybe we be like those servants.
也许我们像那些佣人。
Who did whatever Jesus said to them.
就做了主耶稣告诉他们什么，他们就照着做。
So when we have this privilege to hear one day the testimony from the head waiters.
那我们有一天就有这个权利能够听见管宴席的人的见证。
This is good wine.
这是好酒。
Then we can give glory to our Lord.
那我们就能够把荣耀都归给我们的主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we want to thank you for this time.
天父，我们愿意为着这个时间，我们感谢你。
And we also want to spend a few moments before you.
我们也愿意在你的面前花几分钟的时间。
We pray that this morning you open this sign to us.
我们要请你早上把这个记号向我们启示出来。
We can see ourselves in this sign.
我们能够在这个记号里面 看见我们的自己。
Give us the courage and honesty to come to you.
给我们的胆量跟真实来到你的面前。
And to confess that I have no wine.
来承认说我没有酒了。
Lord, we do want to give you the all the authority.
我们愿意把一切的主权都交给你。
We want to like those servants.
我们愿意像那些用人一样。
Whatever you say to us, we will do.
你不管对我们说什么，我们都照着做。
We will acknowledge that you are the true vine.
我们愿意承认说你就是真葡萄树。
Only you can give us that wine.
只有你能够给我们酒。
Therefore, our hope is in you.
因此我们的盼望在于你。
We pray for all the brothers and sisters here.
为着在座的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
We pray the Holy Spirit work in our heart.
我愿意圣灵在我们心中工作。
Even as we fellowship together, the Holy Spirit start filling the water into the water pot.
就是在我们交通的时候，圣灵就已经在我们的石缸中来装满了水。
We pray that you will continue to fill us.
也愿意你继续来充满我们。
Throughout the day, you fill us.
在一天的里面，你就来继续的来充满我们。
Until the water is up to the brim.
直到刚装满的水直到缸口。
Or you give us this grace, willing to go to the wine press.
你给我们这恩典，愿意来到压酒池。
When the circumstances come, allow us to pour out the life of Christ from us.
当环境来的时候。叫我们有一个愿意的心，把基督的生命倒出来。
So that we can enjoy the wine.
让我们能够一同来享受这个酒。
We pray that we can hear this testimony from the head waiters.
愿意我们都能够听到管宴席的见证。
That you have kept the good wine until now.
你把好酒留到如今。
So that we can give glory to our Lord.
好叫我们能够把荣耀都归给我们的主。
May you gain glory.Many family here.
愿意你在许多的家庭中得到荣耀。
We pray for all the families here.
我们愿意为着在座的每一个家庭都来祷告。
We pray that you will restore the wine in each marriage.
你把婚姻里面恢复每一个婚姻里面的酒。
Lord, we do not want to live according to the world.
我们不愿意照着世界的样式而活。
We want you to renew our mind.
我们愿意来继续来更新我们的心思。
May our heart are all before you.
叫我们的心都停留在你的面前。
We give this word to you.
我们把这些话交在你的手中。
We commit all the brothers and sisters into your hands.
我们愿意把众弟兄姐妹们都交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。